to 8:33. Joined in studio for our feature chat. We've got Beth Heine and the other star of the upcoming show at the Fun Flying Community Hall, the Butler Dinner, Cheryl Fishman. Good morning.
Good morning.
There you go, into the microphone. Oh, well, that's the loudest you've been the entire production. Holy jeez.
I've been practicing.
I know, yes. Diction and pace, diction and pace. Okay, so we are very excited to be putting on another big show at the Flim Flon Community Hall. We were just discussing this off the air. Beth, you know, how many ham sandwich productions have you been a part of?
I've been in 25.
Oh, there we go.
In some capacity, yes.
Correct. Well done. All right. Cheryl, have you hit a dozen yet? Are you...
I think it's maybe 8 to 10 somewhere.
Maybe 8 to 10. All right. Yes, they do all kind of smush together. And this one is very exciting to be bringing onto the stage. As we're expecting, we're allowed full capacity at the Flim Flon Community Hall now. Yes. It's called The Butler Did It, and this will be like an essay question. Describe the play without giving too much away, and I'll need that in the form of an answer.
Oh gosh! I think it's just a classic whodunit with a lot of twists and turns. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of your typical murder mystery. Several people gather in a dark and mysterious place, and something happens.
Something happens. We're not quite sure what. So, yes, this is, I guess, a spoof of those, like, Agatha Christie-style murder mysteries.
Yes, I would say this is a good way to describe it.
It's probably the best. I'm in this show, too, just so you know. We're still trying to figure this out. So maybe give us a thumbnail sketch of your characters, Beth. Who are you, or at least who people think you are?
I think I am.
Yes.
I appear to be a social secretary, keeping track of lists and checking on food and checking on supplies and just sort of interacting a little bit here.
Oh,
and there.
Okay. There we go. She says while touching her nose. And Cheryl, you are a whirlwind in this show. You arrive with all sorts of vigor and enthusiasm.
That I do, yes. So my character is described as James Bond-like and also a superb bridge player.
Because
so.
We all know James Bond was more of a whist player, I guess.
I guess, maybe, yes.
Okay, and so we've got, so those are your characters, and I guess we should go through some of the other characters in this screw-all thing. We have got my wife, Susan. She plays Miss Maple, who is kind of the host, I guess you could say.
Hostess extraordinaire.
Oh, hostess extraordinaire, yes. You work with her. Then we have got myself. I'm Chandler Marlowe, kind of a hard-boiled private investigator. Who else do we've got here?
Tristan Bartesky.
Tristan Bartesky, yes. I like to call him the Dr. Reverend Tristan Bartesky. He's Peter Flimsy. We've got...
Anna Harrison.
Anna Harrison, there we go. Well done. These are all here. Well done, correct, yes. She is Miss Havisham. She is part of Miss Maple's staff. And I think we should give credit to also there are other people there. We got various marks taking part. We've got
Anna LeClaire.
There we go. Could be everybody, but we should give full shout outs to the behind the scene folks as well.
Yes. On sound, we have Tom Heine. On lights, we have Mike Spencer. And of course, the number one director is Alain Lachapelle.
Yes, we can. Well, yes, we won't get paid unless we give him his kudos. He's the. He's the very brave man who has decided to herd all these cats and put all this together. And Sid Tippett, very much making...
Very much. And Lori, of course.
Lori, yes. Lori Belisle, keeping everything organized. And we like to say, on stage, we've been working real hard. But people really have to see how expensive the set looks.
Oh, it really does. Yes. It really feels like you're in a manor on some island. It really has that feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so folks can be ensconced in this world, and that's what the behind-the-scenes folks do as well. So it is Cheryl Fishman, Beth Heine, cast of thousands, being a part of the Butler Did It, Leia's Ham Sandwich Show. And I guess you guys were both in Ripcord, right?
Yes.
Yes, what was it like to be back on stage doing a production after... a hiatus because the world caught on fire.
I was a director.
Oh, that's right. There we go.
I got to watch it.
You guys do it.
It was awesome. I really missed it. It was too long of a break.
And it seemed the audiences were thirsty for something to do.
They were.
Yeah, we still had a lot of restrictions then, so everything was spaced, and there were masks and limited seats, and yeah, so it was good to let everybody know we're still here.
Yes, that's right. And just so people, so restrictions are eased for this show.
Only partly. They do have to wear a mask.
Okay, they have to wear a mask. They're not checking vax.
Not checking.
And full capacity, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so we could have like 450 people there if we want.
We could. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. That would be. So, yeah, so I'll go to, I guess we have to do in radio school at the end, they say do a call to action. And that means sell, sell, sell. So where can folks get tickets for the big show?
You can go online for Show Pass or Uptown Emporium.
That's right. And you throw $20 at us at the door, we'll find you somewhere.
And also sit at the door, yes.
Okay, there we go. It's The Butler Did It, I guess, murder mystery comedy?
I would say that's...
Yeah,
perfectly
okay,
described.
We're
yes.
going to go with this murder mystery comedy. I like to say we'll be attempting comedy happening at the Flim Flam Community Hall Friday and Saturday. All right, Cheryl and Beth, back to work memorizing lines.
Okay,
that is the Ham Sandwich Crew. I think we'll have more folks in on Friday to get you set for the big production, The Butler Did It, or did they? Everybody is a suspect. Even Joe McCormick is a suspect at the Flim Flam Community Hall this Friday and Saturday. The 8:39 with no doubt. Hey, baby, CFAR.